Good evening, dear friends, and welcome to the Thursday night edition of Ambassadors for Christ for Thursday, August 25th, 2022. I am your host, Anthony Florio, blessed and honored to be joined, as always, by my dear friend and brother in Christ, the one and only Mr. Michael Keenan. Good evening, sir. How are you tonight?
Good evening to you, too, sir. I'm fine, as always. And yourself?
Hey, I'm blessed, as always, brother. Anything you want
to... A little longer, but...
No, don't worry about that. It's things come up. We all know that. Is there anything you want to share before I get into my follow-up message from the other day?
Nope. Go ahead. The floor is all yours.
Okay. Well, always wanted to check and be sure. I know you saw the latest sermon that I sent you this past Sunday from our dear friend, Pastor Carl Russo.
Oh, yes, I did.
I know that you were blessed by it, as you always were.
Yes.
Absolutely. So with that, I have a follow-up message, as always. He mentioned about, the title of the message was, "What is all this groaning?" And we're going to get into that in our message tonight. This is, as soon as I have my note loaded up here, we're going to follow up on this. This is a message about groaning. It's a follow-up message about the groaning prayer. The Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 18 to 38, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan with ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. And whom he justified, these he also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake, we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come." Have you ever sent a text message and then read it after clicking send, only to discover that your fingers are autocorrect, change the meaning of what you intended to write? Those quick texts can be funny, but they can also be misunderstood. As you may think about this, today's Bible passage came to mind. We are reminded that for God's children, our messages to him are never misinterpreted. Yet during difficult times in our lives, God may seem silent, and we might think he doesn't hear our groaning prayers. Romans 8 reminds us this is not true. There are three kinds of groans mentioned in this passage from the Greek word stenazo, meaning to sigh with grief, an audible expression of anguish, an inward unexpressed feeling of sorrow. Three bullet points. First bullet point, all creation groans. Creation was cursed as a result of Adam and Eve's original sin. It longs to be set from its corrupting force. See Genesis 3, 17 to 18 and Romans 8, 22. We see evidence of this corruption in hostile weather patterns, deadly viruses, famines, and the decay of things, plants, animals, and people. Bullet point two, all people groan. Sin has left its mark on the human race. We are separated from God, and there is division and hostility among people because of it. Our minds and bodies suffer from sickness, disease, and death. Jesus died to pay the penalty for our sins and to restore our relationship to God. Even so, God's children are not immune to deep despair. We groan inwardly, longing for the redemption of our bodies, Romans 8 and 23. In our third bullet point, the Holy Spirit groans. This is the greatest news. The Holy Spirit doesn't groan out of despair or grief. He groans to send our messages to God. We have an advocate who understands our painful and helpless state. As the Bible says in Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. How comforting to know that the Holy Spirit always sends the right message to God for his children. The next time you don't know what to pray or even how to pray, sit in silence and trust the Holy Spirit to intercede for you with groaning prayers that are never misconstrued. Let us pray. Thank you, Father. Promise that through Jesus Christ, nothing can separate me from your love. Thank you for that coming day when you will restore all of creation. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen.
Oh my God, I like that better than even better. Better and better every time I hear it, man. That was awesome. Way to go.
Brother, you don't know how much I appreciate your compliments, man. I appreciate that compliment very much, as I always do. It means a lot.
Well, it's the truth.
Amen, brother. Amen. And that's all we do here. We preach the truth all the time. And we always have, always will. So with that being said, we have one other order of business this evening. And Mike, we know what that is, as always.
The daily scripture of the day.
Yes, sir. And it comes to us tonight from the book of Psalms. It's Psalm 90, verse 12. That's the book of Psalms. It's Psalm number 90, verse 12. New King James Version for any new listeners out there, as that is the translation of the Bible my church and I read out of. And it reads very simply as follows. So teach us to number our days, that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
Wow. That was awesome, too. You're on a roll tonight, man. You really are.
Oh, bless you, brother. Bless you, brother. That's all there is to say. And with that, that will put the bow on this latest Thursday edition of Ambassadors for Christ. We want to thank you all so very much for listening, as always. Unless anything comes up, we will be back with you again over on Mike's Anchor Channel on Sunday night for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors for Christ. So until then, for everybody who has been a part of this one, bye for now, dear friends. God bless. Be good to each other. Have a blessed rest of your week and weekend. And until Sunday evening for the Sunday edition of Ambassadors for Christ over on Mike's Anchor Channel, you've been listening to the Thursday edition of Ambassadors for Christ right here on my Anchor Channel here on Anchor.fm. And as the late, great Lawrence Welk always used to say at the end of his shows, keep a song in your heart. While we here in Ambassadors for Christ also say, keep the word of God in your heart. And as our dear friends, Pastor Carl Russo and Brother Kyle McIntyre, always, and Reverend Kyle McIntyre, I should say, always say at the end of their sermons, and this is our favorite part as well, nobody is greater than Jesus. Come on, Mike.
Nobody.
Nobody. God bless you is our prayer.
Okay, sir. I'll talk to you again Sunday night. Until then, have a nice weekend and a blessed week. Bye for now.
Amen, brother. Same to you and yours.
Bye for now.
Bye for now, my friend.